my pocket.
A little jingle?
Take you out and buy you. Little change in my pocket, a little change in the atmosphere, change in the weather. Be some changes made today. Friday on the Good Day program. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, no Roberta, no Richie. Wow, this is fun.
All okay. The mean ones are gone, Deggie.
Yeah.
Just the fun ones
yeah,
are gone.
Yeah, right. Okay, hey. Good news from the Ford Motor Company, FOMOCO.
FOMOCO.
Actually, there's some pretty good news all the way around in terms of the economic situation, profits, money being made by corporations. Two good examples. FOMOCO reported first quarter profits of $989 million. They sold $36 billion worth of cars. That's a lot of money. $36 billion, profit of almost $1 billion. That's really not, I mean, it's nice, good number, but that's not in terms of percentages. Let's do the math. You ready? We need to Google this.
Okay,
so you got $36 billion, and you divide that into...
How many zeros is that again?
$36 billion. It's nine
Never
zeros.
Mind. Okay.
No, it is. It's nine zeros. Okay, so $36 billion divided by $1 billion, right? 1/36th of their... what came through the door was profit. So that would be, let's see here, that's about 3%. They're making 3 cents on the dollar. It's not great when you look at it that way. I mean, that's how numbers are wonderful when you play with them, right? Like American Airlines made $400 million in the first quarter. More profitable than any other airline. First quarter is usually the softest. You can look back over the last 10, 12, 15 years, and you can see American and United and Delta and all of them, with the exception of Southwest, usually in the first quarter, losing hundreds of millions of dollars. And that was the case, actually, although they've consolidated United, plus a little, Delta, plus a little. But American, as they declared bankruptcy and stiffed all of their creditors, they came out clean as a whistle. So as of the first of the year, they're a company that has little debt, operating well on a profit of $400 million, until you look at how much revenue they took in. Want to take a guess? How much money do you think in the first quarter American Airlines brought through the door?
Ugh, I can't even imagine.
Take a guess. Kenny?
Ugh.
Nobody's guessing.
Go, Ken. Oh, I was waiting. I was being polite.
Right, right.
$50 million.
Well, pretty, no, million? No.
Yeah.
American Airlines.
Do I get to play?
Yeah, I thought you guessed already.
No.
You
like,
didn't?
Ken go. No, you said Ken. I said a lot.
Oh, well, that was playing.
Okay, how higher or lower than Ken?
He's not even in the ballpark.
All right, 120, well, let's say, blah, 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 125 million.
Isn't it interesting? They made 400 million, so how are they going to do that if they only bring 125 million through the door?
That's rough.
Not great
well,
math.
That. That's a tough one.
That's new math. That's the new
math. That's the common
math.
Core, right?
Yeah. American Airlines did $46 billion worth of business in the first quarter. That's how much money these airlines, that's combined U.S. Air and American, $46 billion in business, and they brought 1% of it to the bottom line. Now, just to compare and contrast, go to TJ Maxx, for example, or Macy's, or these other
retail. I do, quite
retail.
Often.
Yeah, okay. And Target, before they lost all of their cachet. They would, on $100 million or $100 billion or on $100, they'd bring 14 to 18 cents in some cases. Back in the days when they were really well managed, Marshall's brought 30 cents to the bottom line. Walmart now brings about 13 cents to the bottom line of every dollar they bring through the store. There are other companies that are more if you look at casinos, hotels, the really well-run restaurant chains, the average is 10% that they bring to the bottom line. And in some cases, that's high, especially if it's a high-end restaurant or a high-end Four Seasons, as an example. They don't bring that kind of money to the bottom line. But they have consistent clientele, so their bottom line, the more expensive hotels are more consistent because they keep the clientele pretty much the same and evenly across the board, whereas the cheaper places are more subject to the fluctuations of travel times. So sometimes the less expensive places, like you see all these Courtyard by Marriott and the Drury Inns and places like that, that don't have the same consistent cash flow. You can go to a Drury Inn. I like the Drury Inn. I try to stay there as I'm driving across the country, wherever I can find them. You can find one in good communities for $80 a night sometimes. And other times, depending on where they are and when the travel season is, $280 a night. Same room. That's how much it fluctuates. And by the way, that happens with the airlines as well. I happen to have paid. I'm going to California tonight for 4 days. Meredith and I are going. And the first time I took a shot at the trip, the round trip price was $534.
Yikes.
Then I waited until the following Tuesday, thanks to my friend Tom Parsons and his advice, wait till Tuesday and see if somebody's got a sale. Yep. Price went from five, whatever it was, to 314.
Isn't that funny?
Bing, bang, boom. Well, it shows you the variation, and the airline prices for seats and day of the week is completely dependent on how the sales traffic and the cash flow is that day. You can. That's how crazy the airline business is. It is the craziest of all of the businesses, unless you go to the car dealer. If you want to buy a new car, you wait till the last 3 or 4 days of the month. Never buy a car on the first day of the month. Never, never, never buy a car on the first day of the month. You're crazy.
Because they want to sell it on the last day.
They want to make their quota for the month on the last day. And the bigger the company that owns, let's say, like around here, Herb Chambers owns like 150 dealerships in towns and cities all over eastern Massachusetts. They got a big number to meet at the end of every month. So at the end of the month, and they have to pay their taxes and stuff, that's also a reason. Get the cash through the door, sell the cars, move them out. So word to the wise, which is normally sufficient, would bring you around to understanding that, once again, your Uncle Dougie knows what he's talking about. My niece is here, Mandy. She's not so sure Uncle Dougie always knows. Have you ever been on the radio? Did you ever talk on the radio? Did I ever have you on? Really? Under what circumstance? She was, oh, really? You don't want to go and tell everybody what a great uncle you have and how wonderful it is to work on the farm?
You want me to?
It's implied,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, she can just read from the paper.
Yeah, we'll give you the script, and you can go right to town. All right, 15 past the hour, having Friday here on Good Day.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house?
This house.
This house?
Fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you. You don't even need to be a musician. Just look in attics and basements because they're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the trade-in, trade-up event at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? They'll pay on the spot for qualified used gear and give you a great deal on your new gear. Find details at your local store and at guitarcenter.com.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. All right. Here we are at 18 after the hour. The Doug Stephan Good Day programming now from Orlando. No, this is Ontario, Ohio. This is in Orlando, Ohio. This is in Ontario, Ohio. Police there say a woman was caught on camera stealing a toy from a grave.
What? You can't do that. That's not good.
The police department posted on its Facebook page a video of this woman's thievery. Now, do we have the video or we just have a picture of her at DougStephan.com, Kenny?
It's not a great quality video, but if you click through, if you read the story and you click through on the bottom to the original article, you can see the video.
The clip shows this woman in a white T-shirt taking a duck toy from what police say is the grave of a 14-month-old baby.
Oh,
good God. these people.
Yeah. Do people not believe in karma? I mean, really?
What in the name of God possesses somebody to do something as crazy as that, under the circumstances? The family of the baby said they wanted the person who did this to be held accountable. Okay, that makes good sense. They posted apparently the boy's parents noticed the toys had been taken, and so they posted something. I guess this was on Facebook, right, Kenny? That the person responsible for this. Maybe not the same person who was responsible for all the thefts. I'm betting that she is, however. Anyway, thousands of unbelievably angry, as well they ought to be, people sharing the clip on various social media sites. Quote, I'm so sorry that this family has to deal with this, one Facebooker wrote. Isn't it enough they lost their baby boy? Anyway, local residents admitted to taking the stuffed animal, according to the headline. Charged with petty theft. So you can imagine there'll be a lot of toys that will be bought, but that's not the point. The point is that someone like this, who is a subhuman being, we've had lots of examples.
Yeah, exists and is walking around with
them. Yeah, right, exactly. And we've had a lot of that. That's part of the problem of the country being too big, having too many people. We got too many reprobates.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spam, 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 baked beans, spam, 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 and spam.
Baked beans are off.
Well, can I have a spam instead of the baked beans then?
You mean spam, 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 spam,
spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam,
without the singing or shouting.
But. You see, surviving members,
yes,
of Monty Python are reuniting.
And it feels so good.
Picture House Entertainment has nabbed the distribution rights to broadcast Monty Python's final live show. That's what they say it will be in London on July 20th. Be beamed to movie theaters all around the world. The show is called The Last Night of Monty Python, billed as a farewell to them. Have they done this before, Kenny? Or is this it?
No.
Really?
This
so
is
we really buying this?
Worked together.
Yeah.
Yeah, they haven't worked together in probably 20, 25 years, maybe mm-hmm. more.
So they're billing it as being weepy, hilarious, uproarious, outrageous. Five remaining Pythons are going to the old jokester's home. The statement says it'll be directed by Aubrey Powell and produced by John Cleese and Eric Idle and the other guys that are Michael Palin that are still a part of Monty Python. There has to be the tickets for this have to have gone in 5 minutes, and I'm wondering where they're going to. They're going to be on 450 screens across the UK. It'll be 1,500 screens across the world. All right, so let's find, what is this? July 20th. Meredith, you listening? Movie theaters, July 20th. Find a movie theater.
Is that your project?
Well, I just think this would be a wonderful way to fall off your seat laughing with these guys because they're so silly and so funny. Funny, funny, funny. So, those of you who are fans of Monty Python, the story...
Charlotte sounds like
she's all excited about this. But you know what? I started by... When I sing and I clap like that...
Yes.
She gets all worked up about it. So...
So do we, Doug.
Do you really? Last couple of days, you've been complaining about... And I know it doesn't... You know, it sounds like Bush League Radio when I do it. And I understand that.
You're like, I don't care.
Well,
Bush League.
It does sound like Bush.
That sounds terrible, but hell if I care.
I hope your father's listening now.
He's sleeping.
Is he? Okay. Oh, my God. That's funny. Well, but, at some point in time, this is a extraordinarily well-produced program. It falls together well because it's run by people who know what they're doing for the most part, most of the time. And so in the life that I live and the life we all live, there's room for silly. There is room for not being silly. I mean, we spend all our time or much of our time talking about the issues of the day, and that's fine, and what they mean to you, and that's important, and that's what I want the program to be known for. But you know what? Every once in a while, there's a chance for us to just let it all hang out. And every single one of you needs to do the same thing. You need to find a moment or two, maybe just 3 or 4 minutes a day, where you can laugh, or you can cry, or you can do something emotive that gets you to feel like a real human being instead of some plastic bobblehead that reports to the boss on this, that, or the other. Yeah, just lighten up a little bit. And so when I do something foolish or maybe stupid or something annoying, hey,
bummer.
Charlotte's liking it. Like you to like it too. 28 after a good day.
Are people turning away when you speak? Maybe you have bad breath.
I travel all over the world with my halometer. That's a machine that measures bad breath.
UCLA dentist, Dr. Harold Katz.
What it's actually measuring is the amount of sulfur compounds in your breath in parts per billion. Anything above 100 parts per billion, basically the technical term is your breath sucks.
I'm Amy Nellis. This is Primetime Focus.
One way to test your breath at home is stick your tongue out in front of a well-lit mirror. If it's pink and shiny, that's really good. That means you're producing plenty of saliva and everything is in balance and you're really in good shape. But if there's a white or yellowish coating on the back of your tongue, that's bad. That means you're overproducing the sulfur compounds.
Smoking, too much alcohol, sugar, and sometimes milk products can cause bad breath. So drink lots of water and brush your teeth. For info on halitosis, the medical term for bad breath, check the links on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, this tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at powerfulproducts.com. That's powerfulproducts.com. Don't get caught.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as I touch the ground.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Beneath the shady tree, I love her and she's loving me.
I love her and she's loving me.
She knows she's looking.
That's the deal. Nothing wrong with that. Hopefully you have somebody in your life that you can share chocolate with. What a great way to share time together, right? Chocolates. I just spilled some on my... All right, pineapples and chocolate. That's what I'm having for breakfast. Breakfast of champions. Yum, yum. All right. I want to get back to, excuse me, something we were talking about before, because this is something that ought to trouble a lot of people. Excuse me. Good Lord.
Wow. An on-air burp.
Chocolate.
The day just keeps getting better and better.
And that's Friday. I don't
it's
have to
be
spotted.
Big finish. I can't wait.
Really? Shall I stand up and take a bow?
No. I'm afraid of what might come out.
No.
Stay upright, please.
All right. So the idea of the FDA announcing that it was going to regulate e-cigarettes. The FDA has regulated smoking products for a long time. 1971 or two, it was banned. Advertising was banned. Didn't stop the sale of cigarettes. I don't even know why they bothered to advertise, because they were spreading the stuff around themselves. They'd give away packages of cigarettes to men and women in the service. Other circumstances where they get them hooked. And it costs, you know, what are the taxes and stuff? Between taxes and the actual cost of the cigarettes, about $10 a pack now, isn't it? I don't know.
Probably.
Anybody know? Somebody who's a smoker, call us and tell us what it costs you to buy a package of cigarettes, will you? 888-302-3684. The reason that I am focused on this is because there is a huge gap, and I'm just interested in you understanding the hypocrisy of some of these things. There are regulations on top of regulations on top of regulations for pretty much all forms of tobacco products, except those used by and closely associated with the so-called fat cat smokers. By coincidence, this just happens to include members of Congress and their large donor friends. The FDA has indicated that it has seriously considered exempting from any regulation all the rules applicable to other tobacco products. And there is one specific type of cigar, one defined not by any propensity to addict or cause death, but rather upon how it is made and how much it costs. There's no public health reason why those who can afford to pay $10 for a cigar should be less burdened or protected than those who can't afford these fat cat cigar prices. Is that what it is? Is $10 for an expensive cigar?
Yeah. I mean, more than that. Some people pay big money for cigars.
What is big money? What do you mean, $20?
I mean, you'll pay $50, sir.
$50?
I don't know. I mean, how much do Cuban cigars go for? Those are very
I have
very
the slightest
expensive.
Idea. I don't really even know. I don't prevent... The cigarette was produced as a small cigar. Cigars were around a long time before cigarettes were around. How are cigars made versus cigarettes?
They're made bigger, Dougie.
Is that just more tobacco? Is that it? Different type of tobacco?
Different type and rolled, you know, bigger.
Really?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong person. I've smoked like one cigarette in my life.
I've never smoked anything in my life. I have never done any of this stuff, and I don't like being around people who smoke. I find cigar smoke to be nauseous, frankly. I've never minded pipe smoke for whatever reason.
Yeah, pipe smoke actually smells kind of good.
Yeah.
It's a little
sweeter. Cigar smoke, ugh. And there's nothing, there's something that some women think is sexy about women smoking cigars. I don't get that at all.
It's phallic.
Well, duh. But so...
Excuse me. Wow.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, under the circumstances, is that all it is?
Yeah.
Do women enjoy smoking cigars, or is it just the teas?
I'm sure some women actually enjoy smoking cigars. Ugh. There's got to be a couple.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think that when it comes to these sorts of things, and the wrapper apparently is very... the wrapper of the cigar is wrapped in, according to some of the things that I've been reading lately, is really dangerous. The cigars are called cigarettes in disguise. Really. The wrap for a cigarette is not as noxious as the tobacco that's inside the cigarette, but yet the cigar wrapper can be very, very noxious. So anyway, one wonders. I bring it up because the FDA is such a foul organization. Just really foul. They don't do anything that really protects you in the food department, the drug department, anything. There's nothing that they do except screw up Americans' lives or take care of those who take care of them. Here's another example of that. The state of Vermont is fighting with the FDA. Listen to this. The state of Vermont wants to go further than any other state so far. It has passed a law requiring the labeling of foods that contain genetically engineered ingredients. On the surface, great idea, right? We tried to get that in California,
yeah.
Couldn't get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to get it done in New York, couldn't get it done. Tried to get it done in Massachusetts, couldn't get done.
Almost sounds like a conspiracy, doesn't it?
Well, This move came in a state where the big spenders don't care because there aren't enough people, so they think. So you remember Monsanto spent $14, $15 million to defeat Proposition 37 in California, which would have required foods to be labeled. Where'd the food come from? Is it GMO? Is it where's it from and what's in it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Labeling efforts are now underway in 20 states. Biotech and food industry corporations pushing for federal legislation that would stop this action on the state's level. So the fact that Vermont acted before the federal government brings around the question, and this is going to come up in other states, where the Monsanto people haven't gotten themselves ingratiated enough yet. House of Representatives in Vermont, 114-30, to have this labeling of genetically altered foods go into effect in July of next year. More than 90% of the corn that you eat, the beets that you eat, the sugar that you eat, comes from transgenic seeds. You know what? That's Isn't that a wonderful way? These guys are like politicians. Transgenetic seeds are GMO seeds. Connecticut passed a law requiring labeling last year, but it was contingent on a couple of different requirements, and labeling there doesn't go into effect until at least four other states around the country pass the requirements. So Connecticut was first, but they won't put it into effect until four other states. Do you realize how these people twist around, twist and turn, and the Food and Drug Administration just patsies?
Yep.
Because they're going to introduce...
Well, they're run by the...
Right.
Big,
second guy in charge at the FDA is the Monsanto guy.
Right.
At the moment. And
so
there
it's
are
no surprise there are
a dozen other Monsanto
there.
Inmates that have gone to the FDA to work during this administration, which was going to be... When you voted for him, Kenny, they were going to... what was it? What was this
transparent.
Slogan? No, well, they were going to be transparent. But they also... Oh, well, he was going to do more press conferences than anybody else. Everything would be on C-SPAN. And it was going to be new and improved. What was the other? What was the slogan that they used?
Hope and change.
Hope and change.
Hope and change.
Right. Hope and change. How's that going down with your Cheerios so far? And then there are those who say, "Oh, I'm a racist because I say these things." Hello, nothing to do with race at all. It has to do with competence. Incompetence has no skin color. There are plenty of white people who have been extraordinarily incompetent at running government
Look
business.
At the Congress.
Yeah, hello.
Plenty of them there.
Yeah, plenty of them there. All right, so let's turn our attention to a good night's rest, good night's sleep. You ready?
Yes,
you want
right
to normal,
now,
right?
Actually.
Actually, well, yeah, but this is not for you. You can get a good night's sleep on your own, unless you're sleeping with somebody who's in his 40s, and then I'll have to tell your father on you.
You never know.
Join the PT9.
I'm pushing that age there. Come on.
Join the PT9 revolution. Experience this incredible all-natural prostate health formula that's bringing relief to thousands of aging men in our country every single day. Forget the nearest bathroom, waking up all night long. Say goodbye to the problem by calling 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9. Experience relief. You will not get up and go to the bathroom because you're feeding your prostate, making it healthier. You won't be restless. You'll, during the day, have the proper attention to the proper affairs, if you know what I mean. It's not going to be a problem. And your energy level will improve as well with PT9. Lots of benefits. Healthy prostate, normal flow, healthy testosterone levels. Thus the name PT9, prostate testosterone, 9 ingredients. It's a product you will never forget. You'll want to have it once you see the improvements around all the time. 800-811-3790. Take it every night before you go to bed and watch as things become much better for you and the person you're sleeping with. Call now. Get a free bonus gift of Heart Factors Plus, a bottle of that. You can get 3 bottles of Heart Factors Plus and a bottle of PT9, or 3 bottles of PT9 and a bottle of Heart Factors Plus. Call this number now, 800-811-3790.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Hi, I'm Rosie Pope, designer, educator, mother of four. Today I want to talk about fertility. You know, 1 in 6 people do experience some form of infertility issues, and even if you don't have issues, it can still be hard to get pregnant. There's only about 25% chance of getting pregnant each month for a healthy couple under 33. So I want to talk about how to be empowered during this process that can feel very powerless. The first thing is to find out when you're ovulating, and you can do that with ovulation monitors like the OvuQ, so you know exactly when you can conceive. The second thing is, if you're getting pregnant later in life, is to take care of your eggs. Now, the ways you can help those eggs are by diet, a diet rich in antioxidants, and also by taking supplements like OvuBoost that have very vital ingredients like folic acid, melatonin. And then the third thing is to empower yourself by visiting a reproductive endocrinologist if you're experiencing difficulties or if you want to learn more about this process. Visit fairhavenhealth.com or the Facebook page Belly to Breast.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have NON24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Lumber Liquidators' once-a-year hardwood flooring clearance sale is going on now. This is the biggest flooring event of the year, with 5 days of historic hardwood flooring deals, like top-quality clearance flooring for just 19 cents a square foot, gorgeous Aberdeen birch engineered hardwood, and even horizontal natural bamboo for just $1.49. Plus, more deals at your local store. So go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find a store nearest you. But hurry, their famous April sale ends Monday the 28th.
It's time for us to check what's going on in the world of television. If Michael were paying attention to what he was doing instead of talking to whoever his colleague is in the studio, 57 channels and what you got. Yeah, but he's apparently not even paying attention to us now.
Well, hey, so there's some good news.
Yeah, right. Perfect.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Saturday Night Live. Shall we start there?
Why not?
Why not? It's wrapping up its 574th season, and on May 17th, a former cast member is returning. Andy Samberg will host the show with St. Vincent as a musical guest. Also scheduled to round things out for the season, Charlize Theron and actor Andrew Garfield. They'll be hosting with Black Keys and another Coldplay. Your favorite will be the musical guest with Andrew Garfield. Now, Seth Meyers, the fair-haired boy, the new fair-haired boy over at NBC, has been tapped to host the telecast of the Primetime Emmy Awards. That'll take place on August 25th. Not a huge surprise with all the turnover going on with the late-night shows over at NBC. George Stephanopoulos has signed a brand-new deal. He is going to stick with Good Morning America.
After he complained that there weren't enough serious there's not enough serious reporting, too many women on the air there.
Yeah, but you know what? Money talks. And plus, he wants to take over for Diane Sawyer at some point.
Right.
So he signed a deal. He'll be staying with Good Morning America and on the Sunday morning program this week.
So that should be worth about, let's see, Matt's doing 25. They're not paying the people at CBS this morning anywhere near that kind of dough. I'm betting George is somewhere between 15 and 20.
I would bet about 15, too. That's what I was thinking.
During this week on Sunday morning.
The CW, you know, this time of year.
Not bad for a kid who slept on the couch in the White House when Bill Clinton first came into office. He was one of the architects, whether you know it or not, of Bill Clinton being elected. George Stephanopoulos, as a young kid, an operative, got to know Bill Clinton very early on. And he, with Dee Dee Myers, were very important cogs in the wheel of having Clinton a success at the beginning.
They made a good life for he made a good life for himself.
Yep.
All right, so this is the time of year when we decide, or TV networks decide, what's renewed, what's going away, what's coming back. The CW is getting ready to decide the fate of 6 of their bubble shows. It looks like if you're a fan of Heart of Dixie and The 100, those are likely to receive renewals. Meanwhile, The Carrie Diaries and The Tomorrow People, star-crossed, all gone.
Right.
Yep.
No sense of humor there, those folks.
No.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Oxymoronic, a love theme from a movie like The Godfather. Speak Softly, Love was the theme from the original Godfather. We're playing that as a movie. Moments begins with movie music. Al Pacino, star of The Godfather, or one of them anyway, is 74.
That's like some spaghetti. Anybody else?
Spaghetti.
Yeah.
You're my older brother, and I love you. But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again. Ever.
All right, so that's in The Godfather. 1972 was the release of The Godfather. Then in 1975, he had an important role in Dog Day Afternoon.
You know something, people? You're going to be remembered the rest of your lives for the day you got held up and kidnapped.
I never thought his voice... He always did sort of, when he was in his earlier career, something strange with his voice. You notice that? Play that, Michael. Play that again.
That's a little high.
You know something, people? You're going to be remembered the rest of your lives for the day you got held up and kidnapped.
Yeah.
All right, let's move 7 years down the road to 1983 when Pacino starred as Scarface.
Hello to my new friend!
Huh? He couldn't really tell what the voice was doing there. Dick Tracy, he was in Dick Tracy in 1990.
You bums forgot how to kill people? Doesn't your work mean anything to you anymore? Have you no sense of pride in what you do? No sense of duty? No sense of destiny? I'm looking for generals. What do I got? Foot soldiers. I want Tracy dead.
Remember the makeup chucker? Do you remember the makeup that he wore in that? Well, pretty well, not everybody, but the way he was attired and the makeup on his face, the way he was, it just was, it almost looked like a caricature of him, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I mean, it was extensive makeup. A lot of the characters wore extensive makeup in that film. And he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor, I believe, for Dick Tracy.
Yeah.
But like I said, his best acting role, in my opinion, he's had a lot of good ones, great ones, was Dog Day Afternoon.
Yeah.
I would follow that by Jack and Jill, where he co-starred with Adam Sandler, where he played himself.
All right, here's a clip from the movie 1992, Scent of a Woman.
Cuba!
That's it.
Cuba!
That's enough. Ooh,
he won the Oscar for Best Actor in that movie.
Scent of a Woman. Great career. There were a couple of vehicles in which he and De Niro starred together. One of them was that horribly violent movie in which Pacino plays an L.A. cop chasing De Niro around. Val Kilmer was in it. I'm trying to remember who. I remember that.
It was called Heat.
Yeah. Oof, man, what a violent movie.
It's violent.
Very violent. And then
well-regarded.
And De Niro gets it from Pacino in the end, right? At the end of the movie,
he gets caught chasing around. It's a good movie, though. Very good movie.
Right. Yeah, it is. All right. Chucker is going to now preview, or just a moment from now, preview the movies that are coming out this weekend for your listening and dancing pleasure. Stand by for that.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Massey with Boston beer.
Hoo-ha! All right, Chucker, what's coming out this weekend that we'll like?
Two new movies open nationwide. One, the comedy The Other Woman, with actors Cameron Diaz and Leslie Mann. Cameron Diaz may not win an Oscar, but financially, the last 15 years has been one of the most successful careers the business has ever known. She's worked consistently and done good work. Also opening is Brick Mansion, an action film starring late actor Paul Walker. I believe it's the second to last film. His last film will be The Fast and Furious 7, which opens next summer. You want to know my opinion of a great marketing campaign? Warner Brothers Godzilla, which opens mid-May. Those trailers are fantastic. They don't show a lot, but the visuals are stunning and make it a must-see movie.
Oh, come on. Isn't that scary garbage that the monster eating everybody and ugh.
I bet you it has a huge opening weekend.
Well, you can bet me. I love Chucker. I bet you.
You take that bet, Dougie?
Yeah, listen, you can have whatever bet you want to. It doesn't say much about the taste of the American public. But then again, listening to the Good Day program does say great things about your taste, Chuck.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.